What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 195 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. Really, can you do me a favor and get at least two friends to listen to this episode and then chat with them about it? If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Fear, F-E-A-R. Welcome back to episode 195 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast, entitled Fear, F-E-A-R. That's right, today we're going to look at the acronym F-E-A-R and how it's been used in regard to dealing with fear in recovery. Let's start by looking at the definition from the Oxford Languages Dictionary. It says, fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Let me break that down a little. Fear is an emotion, but it's caused by a belief that someone or something is a danger or a threat to us or will cause physical or emotional pain. So there's an underlying belief based on something we previously experienced or witnessed or heard about or read about, and it's affected us so strongly that it's changed our belief system. Do you get it? This emotion of fear in us can be stronger than our faith and undermine our core values and our character. And as a result, the struggle then is the temptation to escape that fear. Most of us have heard about the fight or flight responses we make when fear arises in us. Some of us freeze when faced with fear. You may have heard the acronym FEAR stands for False Evidence Appearing Real. It describes how our minds can weave together false tales of how situations will turn out, and usually we think of the negative. Often a friend will tell us that acronym to try to alleviate our stress and warn us not to let our thoughts overwhelm us. Well, today I'm going to look at two more acronyms in a quote by Zig Ziglar. He said, FEAR has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. Let me repeat that. FEAR has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. For many of you in recovery, this is a key factor in being able to stay clean. It's a journey we must take, so we don't stop forgetting everything we've learned in recovery and how much we've grown, because fear is telling us to run from the situation to our familiar comforter and numb the emotional and physical pain of fear. As I work with guys in recovery and we talk about fear and the acronym, fear meaning forget everything and run, I hear comments like, I've become a great escape artist. Whenever anything happens that makes me feel uncomfortable in any way, I'm looking for the exit sign so I can get out of there. I've also heard, the problem is anything can set off my fears. It can be a disagreement with my wife, a decision I don't want to make, or just pressure that is building up inside from anxiety or frustration. You know how I get when my heartbeat starts racing and there's pressure in my chest and difficulty breathing? I got to get out of there or I'm afraid I'll have a heart attack. Sometimes I hear, I know, the escape is only a temporary fix. But it works. It delays the pain. It may not even bring comfort because I know the uncomfortable situation is still lingering and will reappear as soon as I go home, but it makes me feel in control when I run. One client I worked with recently had an awesome revelation as we processed his fear. He said, every time I ran away, It created another layer of repressed emotional pain deep within my soul. And it's like running into a forest, knowing that your battery is low in your flashlight and it's getting dark. Do you get that picture? He got power over his fears because he took the picture in his mind of every time he would run in fear, it would be like running into a forest with the batteries already low in his flashlight and it getting dark outside. And he saw the negative effects of running from fear as he found himself emotionally deep in that forest that night without a flashlight. He always would relapse. This reminds me of a quote from Yoda, of all people. And he said, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering." You got that? Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. Shaw. I believe this is so true for many of us. When we begin to run in fear down that path to the dark side, we hate our situation. We hate ourselves. We hate the pain. We hate our memories. And we cause more suffering to ourselves and our loved ones when we act out and relapse. So the challenge for each of us is to learn how to employ the other acronym, FACE Everything and Rise. This is not an easy journey. You don't just white knuckle it. I encourage you not to try it alone. We should all talk to our support team, talk to our coach, our counselor, our sponsor, our mentor, and set up a daily checklist of your emotions. Then discuss your checklist and develop strategies to face your fears and rise. We have this system in our curriculum, From Ashes to Destiny. So if you'd like more information on that, just contact me. And in closing, I'd like to give a few more quotes as encouragement to be able to begin to face everything and rise. The first is from Dale Carnegie. He said, "In action, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." You hear that? Inaction, inactivity, when we just sit still, that breeds our doubts and fears. So we have to get busy, get started, just go out and do it, and watch our confidence and our courage grow. This same belief is expressed in a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, 'I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along.' You must do the thing you think you cannot do." Wow, tons of stuff in there. First, you gain strength, courage, and confidence every time you stop and look fear in the face. So this builds us up and builds us up. And you're able to say to yourself, "I've lived through this in the past, and I've overcome it, and I can take the next thing that comes along." And the way to get started is do the thing that's in front of you today that you think you cannot do. So are you ready to rise up and look fear in the face? Are you ready to speak the truth to yourself about all that you've lived through and find your strength, courage, and confidence growing? In closing, I just want to send one last thought to you, and that's a quote by Nelson Mandela. He said, "The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." You got it? Even if fear has been a lifestyle for you, I'm not saying that you need to become this Superman who never feels fear again. I'm encouraging you, as Nelson Mandela did, it's time to conquer that fear, to realize that you have the strength that can grow inside of you to face everything and rise. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying, I need help to understand and find that way forward when I deal with F-E-A-R, it's time now to reach out, join a group, message me on the link in this podcast or by email at david@atd@gmail.com. Anything, just go on the website, click on the contact page, but it's time to reach out to your support system and begin the journey to overcome your fears. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.